Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my love. I'm so excited to get into this segment of Ask Mars. It comes from Nat. And when I got this question in our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success, I'm like, yes, I feel like it's a complicated and complex question, which is what makes it so fucking juicy. Okay, I'm going to read it now. It says, I read something recently about allowing ourselves to be our, in quotations, favorite selves rather than always feeling like we need to be, in quotations again, highest self. I perceive this in a way that had me thinking, okay, I can allow myself to enjoy life more on this journey to where I want to be. So my question is, how can we flow femininely with the rhythm of life and allow ourselves to have fun while still protecting our energy and honoring our boundaries? Like, oh my gosh, this question is so bomb. I feel like any woman on the spiritual journey or really just chasing her goals and trying to live a bigger life would be encountering this. And I definitely encounter this in my life. And I'm not even going to pretend I do a good job in practice. I understand a lot of things in theory, which is what makes me a great teacher. But just because I'm a great teacher doesn't actually mean that I'm really great at doing this in real life. Because let's get some clarity around what favorite selves and highest selves means, right? So when I think of favorite selves, I was trying to break this down, right? So I could really dissect this and really like come into to give you guys a really good answer for this. And I was like, okay, well, to understand why there's a discrepancy between the two, why we're choosing between our favorite self and our highest self, there must be just in our mind some beliefs around what these two personas mean. So when I think of favorite self, I think of someone who's fun, like she's laughing. She's like kind of up for anything and like, yeah, she's a good time. And then highest self, I don't know why in my mind, I think of like aspirational, she's disciplined, you know, and she's on this spiritual journey. Right. And so I think all of us will have some kind of idea in our mind about what goes into these different personas and why they are kind of far apart from each other, right? So one is about fun and one's a bit more disciplined. And so I think for us to do it more funly, like be in this journey and feel like we're moving towards what we want to create, but with a little less resistance and feeling like we're going with the flow of life, I think we need to collapse it a little bit. And maybe we can bring these two definitions a bit closer together. So we're not always feeling like we're choosing between having a fun time and meaning like, oh, if I'm choosing my favorite self, that means I'm worlds apart from my highest self. Can we create definitions that bring them closer together? That would be my first piece, is like, we get to make the rules for our success, right? We literally get to make the rules. So why don't we make our definitions a little bit closer together, so we don't feel like if you're doing your highest self, you're so boring and rigid, that you're not a fun time. So let's create empowering definitions that bring them a little bit closer together, so that when you're doing one, you're not automatically excluding the other. That's what I would say first. The other thing is clarity, having true clarity of who we are and what our highest values are and what our goals are. And the reason I'm bringing values into it is because our values really indicate like our biggest goals and how we're in which direction we're moving in life. And we want to have clarity around them, because if we have values that are conflicting, we're always going to feel like we're torn. For example, now this is just one conflicting value or perceived conflicting values, right? So if one of your values is being the top performer in your organization, like let's say you're a top executive and your thing is performance. Well, if you are in the business world, there an element of that is going to come down to just being in the office and actually showing up and being there. And so there's going to be like time is going to be a factor if you work in traditional business. But let's say your other core value is being an amazing mother. Now, I don't want to get everybody pissed off and saying like, oh, you can be an amazing mother without being home all the time. So let's say you also want to be a really hands-on mother. Well, right there, those values are conflicting. Now, your values may not conflict in such an obvious manner that I'm depicting right here, but have a look at what you value. Like, do you value stability, but then you also value adventure? Do you value, whatever it is, do you value performance, but you also really value freedom? Once you have an idea of what your values are, then put them in some kind of a hierarchy of what is the most important? What is the most important? And based on your values and your life goals, you need to make some decisions, okay? Now let's talk about the feminine and masculine element of it, because part of the question was, how can I flow femininely with the rhythm of life and allow ourselves to have fun while protecting our energy and honoring our boundaries? So once we have the clarity around what our values are and what our goals are, based on that, based on your highest values, then you start creating some boundaries around what parameters do you need to live your life within to get you to those goals. That is going into our masculine, right? So we are creating that structure from our masculine based on your highest value. So we're not just choosing to be masculine for no reason. We are leveraging our masculine energy that we need and that is powerful in our life. We are leveraging that masculine energy based on, not frivolously, but based on what we're saying that we actually want. Now within that, we leverage our feminine. What I mean by that is there's this misconception about feminine energy is that it's so flowy and it just goes with the flow. Yes, yes. And I would almost argue if you have no boundaries, you're almost now going into the wounded, right? So feminine, our superpower is discernment. We know when it's a yes and when it's a no. And when we don't honor that no, now we are going into the wounded. Now we're going into a disempowering pattern. So we can definitely be in our feminine, working within the guidelines of our masculine. Like, we know what we want. We want to have that ultimate relationship. We want to have that ultimate career. We want to have that ultimate family, whatever it is that you want. And when something comes up and your discernment tells you that that is in direct conflict with what you're saying you want, then it's very feminine to still say no. And you flow within the parameters of the boundaries that you created. So you don't give up your boundaries because you want to be more feminine because that is the feminine essence. No, let's view this a little bit different in that you are most powerfully in your feminine when you are using discernment. If you've created those boundaries from a powerful place, i.e. having clarity around your values and your goals, then you honoring that is highly feminine because you're like, boom, you just know there's a knowing. Yep, that's not for me. He's not for me. That's not for me. And you honor that. Now, within those boundaries, you flow back and forth. You go between, you're flowy in there, if that makes sense, within the parameters of your boundaries. And your boundaries may be like, yeah, sometimes you go out and you have drinks with your girlfriends. Your boundaries may be that some days you work late. Whatever your boundaries are, just have those boundaries that feel forgiving and not so rigid that you know you can't flow effortlessly and in your feminine. If they feel too rigid from the beginning, they are not for your highest good. Because you are, like, you're spot on that. It's supposed to feel good. You're meant to have fun. You are meant to enjoy this journey. If we're always, and that's why I love the beginning of the question, it's like favorite selves versus highest selves. Like, some of us that are like aspiring to be our highest selves all the time, we're taking life too seriously. And I've caught myself in that pattern. Myself is like, I'm like always aspiring for the new thing. And so I can see how being more fun and allowing more flexibility can be a good thing. I see it, but I don't necessarily always implement it. But it's so important that we do. So if you're feeling called to have more fun, then definitely do it. But know your boundaries first. The boundaries aren't secondary. The boundaries are primary. Clarity around your values and your goals, setting your boundaries, and then you flow within those boundaries. And know, right? Here's the other thing. A powerful woman that's in her feminine will go for fulfillment, not gratification. So sometimes we think we're in our feminine. We're like, yeah, that sounds fun. I'm gonna do that. That's like, I'm gonna be flowy and I'm gonna say yes. But have you really tapped in? Are you being truly present with yourself, or are we in a situation of self-abandonment and saying yes to someone when it doesn't honor your highest self? So when we say yes to something and we haven't considered whether it's for our, sorry, I misspoke, not highest up, our greatest good. Our greatest good trumps all. If our desire is to, you know, find the most amazing partner and your discernment tells you this guy, it's a no, it's a no. But you're like, you know what, I'm just going to have fun. Then now you're dishonoring yourself, because your core value was to be in a powerful, sacred union. And your boundaries were that. And then now you've dishonored yourself for the fun part. Because what is for our highest good, not highest self, but for our highest good, doesn't always feel good in the moment. So there is no black and white answer, my love. It is finding the balance that is right for you, and only you will know that. But what I would say to anybody looking for the right balance for themselves is just to get clarity on what their values are. If they're conflicting, let's put them in a hierarchy. Know what your goals are, and then create your boundaries, and then honor those boundaries, and always ask, is this serving my highest good? And what would love do in this situation? And if you can use your values as like your guiding, your North Star, then you will never be astray. And there's so much fun you can have along the way. And you don't have, and have fun. Okay, you know, one of the ways we wreck our fun is by feeling guilty about it. Like, oh, I should have done the good discipline thing. Well, you've done it, so let's not judge ourselves for it. If we're going to be there, like, be there and enjoy it. But just recognize how often you're crossing those boundaries for the sake of quote unquote fun. Because if we're going to be tapping into our divine feminine, we're going to be tapping into that powerful discernment. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.